And joining us this morning, he's president of the Board of El Paso County Commissioners. Mark Waller is here. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And I know we've got a lot to talk about this morning. First, let's start with apparently wildfire season is here. Already.
Oh, my goodness.
Does it actually ever go away?
Yeah, I think the new saying around the county is wildfire season never stops. We're always in wildfire season. It's significant. We had our, as you just reported, had our first fire of the season already. Luckily, that was only about 2.5 acres of burn. No structures were lost. Nobody was injured. No lives were lost. Our crews, I got to tell you, we have the absolute best wildfire crews across the nation fighting these things. They've unfortunately had way too much practice, but they were able to get on that one quickly and get it taken care of. But please, 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 please mitigate, mitigate, mitigate. Take care of all that loose brush around your house and do not throw cigarette butts out your car window. It's not only a really bad thing to do for fires, it's also against the law.
Right. Yeah. And like you saying, crews tackled that yesterday quickly, which is a good thing.
Yeah, when I saw that news yesterday when it broke, I thought I just kind of rolled my eyes and go, hoping that we're not going to have a bad season again. We had a lot of moisture. The snowpack in the high country is good, so that's the positive.
And I think that's helped here as well, having the snow that we had. But down south where this fire happened, we haven't had quite as much snow, not quite as much moisture. So, yeah, when I first heard about the fire, I'm like, oh, my gosh, here we go again.
Right.
You know, remember last year we had two of these fires that consumed thousands and thousands and thousands of acres and several structures. So thank God this one wasn't as bad as it could have been, but we're coming into the season, and I think everybody needs to take a little bit of responsibility here and make sure they're doing all they can to prevent these things from happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Commissioner, there are a couple of seems like things are moving fast at the state capitol right now, and there are a couple of bills that you're concerned about. Is that right? And how it'll affect the county?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'd spent 6 years in the state legislature myself, and I've never seen a session like I've seen happen this year. You know, from you know, the red flag bill that's going through to many of these other ones. One in particular I think they're going to be voting on today is called the Family Bill. It's about paid leave for folks that want to be able to take time off. It's in addition to the federal family leave. So if this bill passes in the state of Colorado, somebody can conceivably take almost half of a year off and their employer has to be able to hold their position. Under the Colorado portion of the law, that person would be paid their salary for 12 weeks, and then they could take another 12 weeks of unpaid leave from the federal program. But here's the problem with that. That money's got to be come from somewhere, right? And in the private business sector, that's in the from the private sector, that's going to have to come from the businesses and in the employees. And in the public arena, that's going to have to come from the whatever government it is, local government, state government, and from the employees as well. So that means a huge tax burden to the citizens of the state of Colorado. At the state level alone, it's going to add another $1 billion in spending to the general fund. That's huge. To put that in context, the general fund's only about $13 billion to begin with. And so that's going to add another $1 billion in spending to the general fund. It's also going to require local governments like the county to put money into this pot to be able to pay for this unpaid leave time or this paid leave time. And we're still calculating the numbers, but, you know, it's going to be very significant for us as well. You know, well over $1 million. It's just unbelievable and horrible.
So go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say the money has to come from somewhere. And so that wouldn't it take money from other departments or areas?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You know, we just talked about wildfires and all of our crews out there that are fighting these wildfires. Sure, absolutely. If we have to put $1 million into this this paid leave program, that means we're going to have to take $1 million from somewhere else because we have a finite number of dollars in the county's budget. We'll either take that out of roads and bridges, take it out of public safety, take it out of our wildfire mitigation teams. Mm-hmm. It's just incredibly unfortunate.
And what are the requirements for taking this leave? Have you looked at the legislation?
Yes, I have taken it. You can either take it for, you know, some sort of emergency you're experiencing yourself, or for an emergency where you have some sort of, and it's very undefined, some sort of significant relationship with another person. So, you know, Mike, we become friends. You get injured at work or become sick. You know what? Well, you and I are really close friends. I'm going to be able to take time off to take care of you. We don't have to have some sort of blood connection, some sort of marital connection.
Whereas the FMLA does.
That's right.
So it's kind of an expansion on the FMLA.
Absolutely. And a massive expansion at that, because it's a, there's no real requirement. You just have to demonstrate some sort of relationship with the person that you're taking the time off to take care of.
And do you think it'll pass?
Absolutely. You know, I don't mean to be too partisan here, but the Democrats in the state legislature have demonstrated an arrogance I've never seen in my 10 or 11 years in politics, and they are just ramming all of this stuff through, and it's incredibly unfortunate.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break, and we'll have more with Commissioner Mark Waller when we come back. KRDO News Radio.
Good morning. It is 7:45, 15 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO's Morning News. Traffic and weather together. We've got a serious problem out there. Let's get to the traffic center. Here's Jim Hudson. KRDO News Time is 7:48. Let's go back to El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller. We've got a couple more questions for you.
Sure. Well, and another bill that you're concerned about, and we did talk with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Browerman, who is extremely concerned about this bill. It's an elections bill that could potentially change how we do elections here. But isn't Colorado known for having a very good election system?
Yeah, Colorado has the absolute most secure and best elections in the entire United States. It's been deemed that way a couple of times over the last few years. We have the most secure, best elections out there. In fact, you know, we do early mail balloting. You can a ballot gets sent to every single person that's out there. You can mail that ballot back in. So you have literally over 1,400 hours that you can vote in an election in the state of Colorado. 1,400 hours that you can vote. The Democrats in the state legislature pushing another piece of legislation that's going to cost El Paso County $1 million, over up to $1.6 million in order to change the way we vote in the last 2 hours of that election.
And that what this is focused on, the last 2 hours.
Literally the last 2 hours. You have over 1,400 hours to vote in an election. And they want us to spend $1 million to impact the last 2 hours. And they say the problem is this. There are a few areas throughout the state, and only a few, on election day voting. So when you go to a polling place, where the lines in the last couple of hours of the election are more than 30 minutes long. And so, for example, in El Paso County, we have, I think, 19 or 20 locations that you can go to vote on day of election. We had two places where in the last 2 hours of voting, the lines were more than 30 minutes long, and they were only 33, 34 minutes long. And the legislature says that's too long. If it's more than 30 minutes long, that's too long. We want you to engage in a process whereby you're going to be able to reduce that time. Well, that's going to cost us more than $1 million, up to $1.6 million. There are 64 counties in the state of Colorado. All 64 county clerk and recorders oppose this bill. Republicans, Democrats, they all oppose the bill. The legislature's still ramming it through.
And are there still open discussions on it at the state capitol that's going on right now?
There are still open discussions. My understanding is it's passed through the first committee of the first chamber, so it's still got to go to the floor of the first chamber and then move on to the second chamber and obviously then go to the governor's desk for signature. But yeah, it's still moving through the process.
And why was this going to cost so much money to change those last 2 hours, though? Do you have to hire more people? Where's the money coming from?
Yeah, so it's hire more people, create more locations, have more availability and opportunity, which means you have to have more people to go pick up ballots at different locations. Literally between $1 and $1.6 million for El Paso County alone. And that's money that, again, is going to have to come from somewhere else. We're not going to raise taxes to pay for this. So that means we're going to have to take $1.6 million out of roads and bridges or some other part of county government to be able to take care of this unfunded mandate from the state legislature.
All right. We'd love to continue with you, but we're up against the clock. Maybe Renee will get you on the extra one of these days, and you can go into these subjects in real depth. Good to see you again.
I'd love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 7:52 on KRDO's Morning News.